You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For that open thank you to Jake Murren for joining us on a 92.3 The Fan Football Friday and an F-Off Friday. Doing the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel, Fang. And, of course, producing us as well, Michael Markoch, the ginger saint of Cleveland sports. I'm just trying to brand him a little bit.
That's pretty good. Ginger saint of Cleveland sports.
It's a lot of words. I don't know what it means.
Some people get the big weege.
Yep.
Other people get like awesome ones like the ginger. That's pretty good.
I hope he likes it. That's my gift to you, Michael. Cross another $25 off the list that I don't have to spend on somebody because I gave him a nickname. How you doing, JP?
That's worth more than $25. How are you? Yeah, that sucks. You missed the second half of what turned out to be. That might be game of the year.
Yeah.
Legitimately game of the year.
I would like to point out that when I went to bed, I was like, this game is close in score only. The Rams are going to run away with this in the second half because it's not even close. Every time the Rams offense had the ball, it was precision the way they just dissected the Seattle defense. And I was right. If the game ended with 9 minutes to go.
Yeah, and then the Rams punted four times in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden Sam Darnold, although Sam Darnold still had some ridiculously awful sacks in important parts of that game. I'm not going to let that go.
And the referees might have had Seattle. The referees might have had a little hand in there.
You talked about the 2-point conversion?
And by the way, it wasn't the referees. It was New York.
I mean, that's the call. That is the correct call.
No, it's not. I don't believe it was a forward pass. I think that's a stupid call. The way that transpired is stupid.
I mean, the way it transpired is stupid. Yes, but as of right now, until they fix the loophole, that was by the book. Yeah, I agree with you. It's dumb. It wasn't a good throw. You threw it right to the defender. The defender blocked it. It should have been the end of the 2-point conversion, and that should have been it.
But how do you?
But it wasn't.
How do you decipher it's a backwards pass, given where the defender was, which was, I'll be honest with you, I don't think the defender was that far off the line of scrimmage.
He was though.
I disagree.
Well, I saw the replay 75 times because it's the only thing.
I saw it 76 times.
They were so you went to sleep. You didn't see it as many times as everyone.
This morning I saw
everyone watching that game because everyone watching that game.
I knew you were going to see it 75 times.
Everyone watching that game.
I thought I'm going to one up this bastard.
Saw that replay like a million times in that because everyone was so confused as to what the hell was actually going on. Everyone was like, wait a second. This isn't just they missed. It's an obvious miss. In fact, I texted my buddy immediately. It was like dumb play call is what I said. And I thought that was it.
I'd also like to point out, when did the whistle get blown?
Well, so that's the other side of this, is that I can't remember what Seattle player it was. He just walks on over and picks it up.
Yeah.
And he was just, I think he was
Charbonneau?
Charbonnet, yeah. I think it was.
Yeah, Chardonnay. Farniente.
All right, I'm done making the point.
No, make the point.
No, I'm not making the point.
Make the point.
I think he was just being nice to the refs.
I think you're right.
That's all it was. Like, oh, but like, ball's on the ground, I'll pick it up. Somebody has to. It's like me picking up Mitch's garbage here in the station because he's gone now. He leaves an Amazon box right down here. Who else is going to pick it up? I got to pick it up. I got to break it down. I got to put it in the trash because who else is going to do that?
He finally really became a member of that show. Like, Mitch was the least messy member of that show.
Yeah, well, we know it. Okay, it has Mitch's name on it. It really was probably Lima or Ken that just threw it on the ground.
That sounds about
acting
right.
Acting as if the janitor would have to pick it up or something like that, as if we don't have other shows at the station.
Yeah, well, no. They're the only one that matters.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, the Ken Carmen
show.
By
the way, great move by Mitch. Today's Mitch's last day, and he definitely did the I'm going to get you presents because you then won't get me presents, and I'll look better at the end of the day.
That's smart.
That was the move. I mean, tell me that wasn't
well
the move.
Played. To get back to the Seattle thing real quick, I don't like that the referees called it. No one actually had a problem with anything, like, on the field. Nobody really raised their eye, their like, ire here, and then someone in New York was like, that's a good two-point conversion. Like, who was it, Dr. Vinny Boombatz?
Was it Tony Soprano? Was that what it was?
I'll be honest with you. They just said the call came from New York. I don't know who it was.
That's where the replay center
but
is,
doing
Nick.
A little bit of loan sharking. I'm just telling you, very convenient call.
Are you in waste management or are you in the replay center in New York? I don't know.
What I do is my business and it's not your business, JP. Okay?
It is funny. You know, I was thinking about this the other day about like if somebody was interrupting as I'm trying to watch like a football game and trying to like ask about the rules or something. Like one of the realities is that none of us really know what the rules are anyway in the NFL these days. No. They change these things so often. Like I watch more football than I could ever possibly imagine in life, and even I'm like, wait, that's the rule in that instance? I think that's the rule. Sure, that's the rule. And then we all collectively are like, all right, the replay center says that's the rule. That's the rule. I thought for 4 minutes I'm like, there's no way this can be converted into them getting the two points.
Who was the lead official yesterday?
Oh, no idea.
Hey, Sean Hockley, I got your dog right here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you want to see a little Pepe again? Yeah. I think it sounds like a pretty good two-point conversion for me.
Yeah, and then
I'm infuriated.
As why are you infuriated?
Because the Seahawks had no business winning that game.
Well, and now we have a Sam Darnold with back-to-back 12-plus winning seasons, which has never happened in NFL history before.
It's going to be so
funny.
Tom
Brady never won. Wait, I'm sorry, back-to-back with two different teams. I need to make that clarification, obviously.
It's going to be funny when, no matter whether the one seed, the two, who cares what seed? When Seattle loses their first playoff game this year, it's only going to get funnier.
Because, well, then your idea that he just melts down this time of the year is going to end up being true.
Yeah, yeah. He was melting down until he didn't.
Until he didn't. Until he marched a 15-plus point comeback.
I think he and J.J. McCarthy are very similar
fellas. First time in Seahawks history. Man, I really took in a lot of Seahawks fun facts last night, didn't I?
Physically talented, mentally a little not there, but they are gamers.
Who was the comp?
J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, I thought you might have said Baker at first.
I would never disrespect Baker Mayfield that way.
Oh, sure, okay.
Baker Rakin, man?
Yeah.
Rakin. Banner start to the show today.
Reagan. Baker Reagan. See, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
You want to know how he got the middle name Reagan?
Ronald Reagan?
He was born in Texas in like the 90s. That's how that happened.
I pretty much profiled there, guys.
They were staunch conservatives. Yeah. That's exactly how that went down.
Baker Bush Mayfield would have been a little tougher there.
Baker Bush Jr.
I would then go the three names. If I was Baker Bush.
Yeah.
Baker Bush, you, what do you got there?
Baker Bush?
Yeah.
What a ridiculous name. You got no chance if your name is Baker Bush.
What if it was Baker Herbert Walker Bush?
There we go. Now we're
Mayfield.
Talking. Now we're talking.
And my sister gave, I don't remember which one. I think it was my oldest niece.
Yeah.
Four names. Like, right? So she gave her.
Does she have like a dash in the middle somewhere? Or no,
there's no dash. There's just, we got a first name, two middle names, and a last name. And I was like, that's one too many names. I think she's trying to average it out because my grandparents are from Hungary and they don't do middle names over there. At least they didn't in that generation. They were so poor they couldn't afford a middle name.
Yeah.
My mom does not have a middle name.
This doesn't have one.
Neither does either of my uncles.
Do you like your middle name?
Because there's all.
Isn't it Vincent? Vincent's your middle name?
Yes, it is. Hey.
I never liked my middle name. But as I've gotten older, I like the idea that can be Jonathan W. Peterlin. My middle name is Wesley. And growing up, it was like Wesley Snipes, and that was it. Like, there was not...
Wesley
like, it wasn't,
from Princess Bride.
Yeah, it wasn't a great name, all things considered. And like, it's... But now as I got older, I like the Jonathan W. It's kind of like a George W. thing. It just kind of... It sounds a little regal.
Now, with all this, We do have an update on Wyatt Teller. Obviously, Wyatt's missed the last couple games. In the San Francisco game, he was juggling playing time with Tevin Jenkins. And now,
turned
of course,
him into Bozo the Clown there.
You're
like actually juggling.
Wyatt's not Bozo. There's a couple Bozos over there, though. I don't know who they are, though. They got to be clowns there, right? We got magicians here. Now, this being said, remember, there was the timeshare with Tevin Jenkins, mm-hmm. where after the game, Wyatt said it was performance-related. Kevin Stefanski fibbed and said, no. It was injury-related. Well, today, Kevin Stefanski was asked about Wyatt Teller's status for Sunday.
Need to see really how we come out of it the next 48.
You anticipate a rotation?
Yes, but need to see how we do the next 48 hours.
That's great. Thank you for...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listening to us, Browns. Hey, that whole Wyatt Teller timeshare with Tevin Jenkins upset everyone in Cleveland. Glad we're getting back to it.
And this part, they didn't even say it's like we're rotating with Tevin Jenkins. They don't even know who he's going to be rotating with. They just know that they want to rotate him.
It's not going to be Garrett Dellinger. No, he's off to Tennessee. No.
Yeah, because they fumbled that in such a ridiculous way. It's got to be so frustrating. And I hope Wyatt, after the game goes off, if they do end up doing the rotation that Stefanski alluded to, it makes no sense. Why in a contract year are going to treat a guy this way?
Yeah, and I'm just going to tell you this. I do put this one on Kevin, and I put it smack dab on Kevin. I don't know. I don't think that Wyatt does. I think a lot of guys over there think that the timeshare and some of the stuff, that it's coming from the front office. Here's the thing. If your head coach had a set on him, this wouldn't be happening.
I mean, he's got to step in and at least go to bat for his guys. Like, yes. And understand what is going around with Wyatt. Understand the amount of money that he's playing for. Understand how important. I know the remaining three games aren't the most important thing in the world, but for guys like Wyatt, they are. Like getting that good PFF grade, getting that good tape, getting all that stuff, it matters for what his future contracts are going to be.
Also, you cannot tell me whether it's Tevin Jenkins, Garrett Dellinger, may he rest in Tennessee, or Skippy Longstocking. I mean, I don't even know the guy they just signed to be the backup center/guard.
Yeah, they're not going
to
be on the team next year.
Well, but you can't tell me they're better than Wyatt Teller.
They're definitely not.
You can't. You can't. One-legged Wyatt. I could have a gator come up and bite one of those dudes' legs off, and you can't tell me one of these slappies are better, respectfully, are better than Wyatt Teller. And at some point, you know what it is? This is punishment. That's what this feels like. It feels like Wyatt said something they didn't like. He said the truth, which was, I'm being platooned because of my performance. That's what I've been told. And then he didn't follow Coach Kevy's word to a T. And all of a sudden, we're playing with Wyatt's career. I think it's low class. I think it's beneath them. And that there's not a lot beneath the Cleveland Browns over what we've seen the last 25 years. This is beneath them. Every time we bring it up, it really upsets me.
Yeah, it should. I was hoping we'd raised enough of a stink about it that by the time that Wyatt came back, he'd be able to play the whole game and he'd be able to have the remaining three games. I thought he was going to come back last week, if we're being honest about it. But clearly, they don't. I mean, again, they've never cared what anyone, as far as the fan outrage is. But like, they're not treating him the right way here. Well, and it's very bothersome to me.
Here's the thing. I refuse to believe the guys in that locker room like this either.
How could they? They're seeing the best player, one of the better players, not be able to play. And for what?
Because we got to see what we have in Isaiah McGuire. That's a real guy that's on the team. I was trying to make up a name, and I ended up naming a real Browns player. It's whatever schlub they just signed to be on the practice squad that they'll elevate on Sunday. Or maybe we'll get Zach Zenter. Which at some point, guys, you have your answer on Zach Zenter. If he cannot, and this is not I don't have a problem with Zach, other than the fact that they've clearly kept him on the roster at the expense of other places, knowing he can't play. Just knowing flat out Zach Zenter is not an NFL offensive lineman, I know, because they would have played him at some point. Why are you protecting this guy? So if Zach Zinter's the guy, with all due respect to Zach, because he is apparently a really classy dude, people in Michigan, although this no longer really carries water, people in Michigan say he was the heart and soul of that championship team with love and respect. It's not about the human being that is Zach Zenter. It's about the player and the fact he's not been able to be out there. So you're going to do a timeshare with Wyatt Teller in a game you need all hands on deck on just to maybe keep it within the chance of keeping it within the within the 10.5 points Vegas has given you.
And I can hear what a lot of listeners out there are thinking to themselves. Jonathan, Nick, you guys are just doing this so Shador's got a better offensive line and he's got a better chance. Well, yeah, that is part of it. But also, how about Quinshon Judkins, too? The idea that Judkins has been hit on 50% of his runs behind the line of scrimmage probably tell you need to put the best offensive line imaginable out there. Maybe you don't put your running back in position to get killed. Maybe give him a chance to, do what Travion Henderson just did last week against this Bills team where he went for 150 and two touchdowns.
In which way, I think this is what's interesting, is when I go to what gives the Browns the best chance to win on Sunday, it's playing Wyatt Teller all game. And let's just assume he's healthy enough to do it, because he was healthy enough to do it against San Francisco. So that's one feather in the cap of playing Wyatt Teller all game. Let's go to the second one. All right, well, what's better for the young rookie quarterback or the young... Okay, it's playing Wyatt Teller.
Yeah.
What's better for that locker room? What do you think the locker room will respect more? Oh, is it playing Wyatt Teller? Yeah. Okay, so
every,
that one's
every
that.
Road
what
leads
do fans want to see? Yeah. Oh, is it Wyatt Teller too? Oh, so who in the hell wants to see somebody that isn't Wyatt Teller at right guard? And oh, by the way, you're trying to evaluate Luke Whippler, who again, he's a 6th-round pick. I hope he ends up being something, because he's an Ohio State kid and he seems, again, like they drafted another good dude up front. But like, if you want to give Luke Whippler the best chance to succeed, you play the best guy on the field.
And it's not like
who is it benefiting?
It's not like you're without a lot of a lack of talent in the offensive line already. KT Levinson is still going to be out there on the right side. Cam Robinson will still be there on the left side. You have enough people that will make sure that your quarterback gets killed and your running back still has barely a chance. But you have to at least give them an opportunity with the guard-center-guard combo. At least give them a chance.
And to people who say Wyatt isn't what he once was, you can say that if you want. You can't say he's not their best offensive lineman. You can't. And honestly, the interior part of the offensive line was rough early in the season. and they figured it out. The problems in the middle of the season had been the tackle position. And in the San Francisco game, Wyatt graded out as the best offensive lineman right. in the San Fran game. So what leg do you have to stand on other than, I love this. By the way, tape, if you say, well, I see it on tape. For a lot of social media and a lot of sports media, it does tend to be, and I know I'm saying this, and just real clear, I'm saying this, like, watch the tape on Shedeur Sanders. You actually do see some of the big plays there. But for, like, offensive linemen specifically, if you don't want to give PFF their flowers and you don't want to do this, you want to just say watch the tape.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. I'm infuriated for Wyatt because there's no way he's looking at this and saying this is fair. There's no way the players are looking at this and saying that it's fair. It speaks to what they are right now. And this Browns team with Stefanski, this is who you've become. I'm going to say disgusting, but it's borderline. It's just egregious.
216-474-0092. What's your take on the latest development on Wyatt Teller that he's still stuck in a timeshare? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We do have Sam Bruckhouse, Sumer Sports coming up at 3:20. We'll talk a little Shedeur with him and the Browns' chances against Buffalo on Sunday. Danny Cunningham, Locked On Cavs at 4:00. Cavs are bad. We'll get to that too. Daryl Ryder coming up at 6:00. The playoff eliminator. We're going to start that coming up at 6:20 today. But loaded show, 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Want to hear from you guys there in the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat. Make sure if you're on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube stream, give us a like. Make sure to give a follow to 92.3thefan.com's YouTube channel. Why are the Browns insisting on the Wyatt Teller rotation? Are you buying the company line? And if so, why? And are you worried about Kevin Stefanski on Sunday? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Guys, I know this is a popular supporter take. I don't think Wyatt got benched because he was nice to Shedeur.
I don't think so either.
Because Joel didn't get benched for doing like a similar thing the next week.
Yeah, no, I don't think this is anything to do with Shedeur, but it certainly doesn't help the idea that you should be trying to protect Shedeur as often as you possibly can.
Oh, no, it's a galactically stupid idea to do a platoon at right guard specifically.
I'm just trying to figure out what the win is.
Oh, not a rookie center, but with a center who doesn't have a lot of actual on-field experience in the NFL.
Like at least a couple weeks ago when they were trying to make it Tevin Jenkins, it was like, all right, are they trying? And it didn't make sense then. I'm just trying to rationalize it. But none of it makes sense. I can't figure out where they're coming from and why they continue to do this, except the idea that they know they're not going to pay Wyatt Teller long-term, and they're giving him just a drastic and big middle finger and saying, screw you. It's not great. Don't love any bit of it.
Sorry, I was making sure I was confirming my burger order with Coach Riz for Monday.
Coach says we ordered both pretty good burgers. I've had burgers from this place before. I've always been impressed. I think you're going to like it. He went expensive for us with burgers.
Yeah,
though.
We like this.
He did not go cheap. Now, is it a bad move? I always like to be a go with what everyone else is doing type guy in many ways. Like when he says, get a milkshake, because everyone has a milkshake. But right now, I don't want a milkshake because I'm going to eat horribly this weekend, and I know by Monday I'm going to try to be better, right?
Then you can eat horribly again on like Thursday?
Yes. But like Monday, I'll be dialed in. Okay. I don't know why it doesn't make sense to you. Isn't it clear? I'm not like, it's so many holidays that are coming up. There's so many opportunities to eat bad and to have bad food. And like Monday with you and Coach Riz isn't that opportunity.
What's going to win?
What do you mean?
One day or 12 days of crappy eating? Like how much can
It's not 12 days. The whole goal, what we're trying to do here is I'll eat good tonight. Tomorrow we're going to an all-you-can-eat sushi/hibachi place. That's going to be a wrecking ball. Okay, so like I've baked in Saturday night's going to be spent. And then probably, I don't know, Christmas Eve. And then Christmas is going to be spent. And then like that's it. That's like three bad days.
Yeah.
We can't turn it into four bad days.
Yes, you know that's
what's going to happen. No. The mindset's good right now. I can't mess with this.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'm like
you're just going to see me drink a peanut butter milkshake on Monday, and it's going to be rough for you.
I want to go with you guys because you're all doing the milkshakes, but like it's just going to absolutely wreck this. No.
All the cool kids are doing it.
If this diet doesn't work, if this one doesn't work, Nick, and I know they never stay and they never work, we might have to make some serious changes.
You know what
in
you
life.
Have to do?
Some serious changes.
It's a lifestyle change.
I know. That's what I'm trying to balance out.
Well, no,
I'm trying
to make this a lifestyle change.
I'm trying to make this a lifestyle change.
Which is basically just a diet, but forever.
No milkshakes.
Okay.
I could gladly
Does that
cut
mean
out.
I get two milkshakes? Because
I'm going to order a milkshake I'll get you the milkshake that I was going to have.
This good of a burger and two milkshakes and this heart monitor would be done-ski by about 7 p.m. on Monday.
I will definitely order another, like my milkshake. We'll pretend it's my milkshake and just slide it over to you. But if I was coach, I'd probably be insulted if I saw that happen.
The song My Milkshake is really making this conversation go poorly.
The one that brings
now,
all the boys to the yard?
I mean, that's all that's playing while you keep just saying my milkshake, your milkshake, the many milkshakes of afternoon drive. What would a win do this weekend? I almost said this Wednesday. This weekend.
Yeah, probably not much.
Oh, I disagree. I think it'd be a good sign. I don't know. Again, like 6 months from now, does it matter? No, but...
Okay, as long as we can agree that 6 months from now it won't matter.
But do I think a win this late in the season, coming off the way you played against Chicago, do I think that's a nice sign? Yeah. I think it means that more guys showed up than not, and I think that's a positive. I don't necessarily think it saves Kevin's job, but does it make me feel better that there's enough guys understanding they got a future in Cleveland and... There's still enough guys here to be competitive in these games? Yes.
I mean, I just don't want to watch what we saw last Sunday. But the Bills are the type of team that they let bad teams come into there and be able to beat them. Like the Dolphins game is what I'm thinking about. That Dolphins game, they lost by 20 points in that game, 17 points. And they were 8.5-point favorites entering that one. And Miami was on life support at that part of the season. And Miami was the much better team that day. They early on in the season, they lost to a Patriots team that hadn't yet really figured out what type of team they were going to be yet. Like the Bills are susceptible to just falling asleep at the wheel.
But here's the thing. Like, I understand what you're saying. If they win, it's impressive. Because I don't think you would do this, and I know I wouldn't do this. I'd be really annoyed on Monday if the takeaway from the Browns beating the Bills this weekend is, well, you got lucky. No. This coming off the Bears game, you're supposed to lay down. You're supposed to get beat by 30.
Showing some fight would be good.
I've not heard somebody say this game's going to be competitive this weekend.
I don't think anybody thinks it's going to be competitive this weekend.
Exactly. So, like, that's the expectation. So no matter how it looks, if the Browns win... That means you wouldn't have fumbled the win, which is something you did against Tennessee, which is something you've done a few times this year, no matter who the quarterback is.
I mean, the Bills held off Dalton Kincaid today, and he didn't practice, and he's been dealing with some things. And hearing Sean McDermott talk about it, it almost made it seem like, yeah, don't be surprised if Dalton doesn't end up playing, mainly because they just don't have to take this game that serious.
Well, it's because they've got James Cook and this game just doesn't.
They don't feel like they need their best tight end in order to go ahead and pull off a win in this game. Think about how damning that is.
The funny thing is what a this. And again, I want the Browns to win. I want Shador to play well. At the very least, I want Shador to play well in this to be a very competitive game where they like Buffalo hits a walk off field goal, but the Browns cover and it looked really good. Right?
The Titans game.
You look really good. Yeah, but now.
Hated that scenario.
Well, yes, but I'm now coming off the Bears game. We're striving for competitive. Like
we're back to competitive. It's fun. Okay.
It also helps that it's the Bills, right?
Yeah, that is like, different.
Losing to Tennessee. I know, that's pretty dunderheaded.
You've always said though there does become a time where you flip in the idea that you have to win every game. And I thought that maybe that changed for this year because this year you have Shador playing and it feels like they just need as many wins as they can get. But I didn't know if this was a you changing. There was no flag raised at half mast when I came into the station today being like Nick has changed his mind. You know, nope. He is at a spot now where he's ready for the Browns to lose.
I want to win, but given the fact that nobody's suggesting it's even going to be competitive, being competitive in this game and being competitive because of Shador would be significant. But I look at this, and it's funny, if we had talked about this game 5 weeks ago and you lay out the scenario, not necessarily with the Shador part, but you just lay out the scenario. The Browns are a 3-11 team. We're inching, maybe hurtling closer to firing Stefanski. I would think to myself, by God, that man's going to Lovie Smith you right out of a top two pick.
Where he wins the game and then it just takes you out of it.
I no longer have those fears.
No, because he's going to do something stupid. He does something stupid every single week that just takes you out of this. Or the special teams does something stupid.
It's not that. If you win, guys, I don't think you're getting the number one pick. I think right now everyone... But maybe the Raiders and Giants are fighting for the number two pick. I think there are two teams that will actually have a real chance of getting the number one pick. I think everybody else is fighting for the number two pick. So
yeah, the two teams that have lost eight straight.
And once again, it's a one quarterback draft. So who do I care if they're the second pick or the fourth pick or the fifth pick? Like, There's going to be a wide receiver if you're the 10th pick. There's going to be a wide. There's going to be a right tackle or left tackle if you get the 10th pick. Like, I don't care about draft positioning. Win. Yeah. Because it would just make this different. Like, them winning this late in season is different. It shows something. Well, I don't know if it saves Stefanski, but it shows something.
And beating the Bills is different than beating the Raiders.
And I don't think a win against the Bills is going to save Stefanski anyways.
I don't think there's anything he can do to save his season. Like, if he goes back to back wins,
wins the next three games, he gets to six wins.
This convo's also done with the idea that he might be safe regardless. Doesn't matter what happens over the next three games, and he's safe. There's enough people that are putting that around these days. I think that's obviously not true, but there's enough people that believe that Haslam's not going to make any change.
216-474-0092. What would a win do this weekend for the Browns and Kevin Stefanski? And we lead off quick hits with an interesting take on your Cleveland Browns. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. It's Football Friday. It's an NFL Friday. Let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
Nick Shook's interview yesterday really shook a lot of people out there.
Yeah,
my mentions were just filth. Every
just
time
pure and utter filth.
Every time somebody making fun of the way Nick looks, which is a D move. Like, guys, be above that a little bit. In all honesty, as a guy who takes nothing seriously, that's an a-hole move. Not that people on social media are above that, but having takes about his takes and all this, that, and the other. But he put forth something. If you missed the whole thing, you can check it out on 92.3 Fans YouTube or, of course, the Odyssey app. But NFL.com's Nick Shook, Cleveland's own, joined us late in the show yesterday and shaped his two-year plan for the Browns.
The two-year plan for me is find a bridge, find a veteran. Kirk Cousins has had a really good stretch of the last couple of games. He has familiarity with Kevin Stefanski. I would expect them to pick up the phone, especially if Stefanski is still the coach of this team. Go get yourself a bridge quarterback, a veteran who could play well, and give yourself a bit of temporary stability so that you don't have to spend one of those first round picks on a quarterback and spend those two first round picks on positions of need.
So should the convo, instead of being Shador versus your first round pick for the quarterback, should convo really be Shador versus Kirk Cousins?
No, definitely not. I'm not in the Kirk Cousins business. I'm not in the business of paying Kirk Cousins the amount of money needed to get Kirk Cousins to come here and play football. And so that's going to be a no for me, dog.
There's just no veteran that's available right now. I'm not giving up a draft pick for Mac Jones. No, thank you. I'm not taking on money for Kyler Murray or doing a contract swap for Kyler Murray or Tua. Kirk Cousins is old and washed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Even if Kevin Stefanski still is here, I understand that there's a lot of risk, and that people just want to boil it down to, are you really going to do X, Y, and Z and start a fifth round pick? I don't know what to tell you if you still think Shador is a fifth round talent after the last four games. And I don't know how, I don't know why it's hard for people to project out, all right, if we have a really salient offensive line, if we have a coach who builds an offense around Shador, I'd rather waste a year and Shador goes in 8 games in and we go, well, he's not good enough to start here. That's fine. I'd rather do that than get 8 games in and find out the same thing with Kirk Cousins.
Well, and then even with that, with the idea with Shador, you go 8 games in, you find out that he's not the guy, then all right, then you position yourself for the draft this upcoming season.
Yeah.
And like you make that work. Whereas if you go Kirk Cousins for a year, what are you doing? Anytime you get Kirk Cousins, if you want to bring back Derek Carr from the dead, like all these guys, you're not accomplishing anything. You're just wasting a season, and you might end up 6, 7, 8 wins where you're not getting anything in return either.
Everything that Nick said about Kirk Cousins and stabilizing the ship, everything he said about Kirk, you can do with Shador. Everything. Shador being a salient, he doesn't have to be great. If Shador is just decent next year, you'll stabilize the ship and be able to develop an offense and be ready for 2027.
Well, obviously opening the door to the idea that Shador could be more than just the 1 year guy as well. And if you can pull that off, is as unlikely as it seems to a lot of people listening out there right now. If you can pull that off, that is worth its weight in gold. That's what you're searching for.
Well, and I think specific to what you're saying, I think the other reason why it matters is with Kirk Cousins, if Kirk Cousins plays poor the first 4 games, it's like Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
You're looking at this go, there's no reason to believe this is going to get any better.
Right, and then the season's just over.
Whereas with a young quarterback, especially one that has shown that he can develop, Shador is night and day. Yes, he holds the ball too long still, but look at his pocket presence alone, and look at some of the little reads that he's making. He's not making every read, but he is making some reads that he wasn't making the first half against Baltimore. Like, those are real things, guys. So he's shown you he can develop some. I understand. You get the first pick, it's going to be hard to pass on Fernando Mendoza, and everyone's going to lose their mind. But Shador versus Kirk Cousins, what in the bleep are you doing?
Omaha! All right, Nick Saban was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and he gave his thoughts on James Madison and Tulane and all these group of five teams playing over the weekend in the playoff.
Look, would we allow the winner of the AAA Baseball League, the International League, whatever they call it. I don't even know the name of it. Would you let them in the World Series playoffs?
I don't think they do.
No,
I don't think.
No, they don't, but I'm saying, but that's the equivalent of what we do when JMU gets in to the college football playoff and Notre Dame doesn't.
That is low-key funny, McAfee not really knowing what to do there. It was just like, oh, okay, you know, I don't think they let the AAA team play in the World Series playoffs, as he calls it, the World Series playoffs.
It's interesting. I think Nick Saban always, to me, has been a guy who has what I find to be authentic and interesting, nuanced takes on almost everything in college football. This does not meet that standard. This is a really lazy take from Nick Saban that is, quite frankly, part and parcel with what ESPN wants to put out there. And I don't love it from Nick.
But it's big brand name is what it is.
Yeah.
He wants the big brands out there. And I've told you, I'm a brand snob. I like the big brands playing on Saturday. I do. I like it better than JMU or Tulane.
Yeah, I don't think any first round matchups most years are going to be that competitive. I know because I've watched it with the expanded playoffs before we got to even this far. So I don't think it necessarily matters whether it's JMU or whether it's Notre Dame getting housed by 20 points. I just think we can have a conversation when it comes to a guy like Nick Saban. You and I can say whatever the hell we want.
We're tacos.
We're schmoes until I get my Heisman vote.
Saban legitimately was going to run the sport.
Yeah, like, this is a huge voice. And I think Nick having, you know, been the head coach at Toledo, Nick having experience in Group of Five, I think he could use his platform to speak as much for them as he does for Alabama and LSU and Michigan State. They have enough people speaking for them.
No, I think you're right on this. I think this is the ESPN part of Saban that has kind of seeped in. The whole reason why the college football playoff in general exists. It's all because of ESPN. It's because of the money that you can make off of ESPN. And a lot of these, whether it's commissioners or power brokers at the top of the NCAA, they stopped acting like it's about football and understood it's a TV product. And this speaks more to TV product than anything.
A crazy ending to an otherwise lopsided Thursday night matchup as the Seahawks trailed by 16 points with 9 minutes to go against the Rams and somehow won the game 38-37 in overtime. Thank you, Dr. Vinny Bumbatz of New York there. The Seahawks are the number one seed in the NFC. Are they the best team in the NFC?
No, I'm still not buying the Seahawks. I just watched too many games. I like that Darnold played well last night. For the previous, five, six games, he had not looked the same. It had not been going great, and so congrats, he got a 12-win season once again. It truly is incredible, but no, I'm not buying into the Seahawks. Their defense is really good, though.
I think Sam is a good regular season quarterback. I think when you get him against elite quarterbacks, and not just that, in the playoffs, elite defenses, I think he's going to have at least one I-just-messed-myself game.
He throws so many picks. He just turns the ball over.
He does shy away from the big moments. I know last night he had a couple big plays in this, but he does, like, he turtles a lot in late regular season games.
I told you the second-to-last drive they had in the fourth quarter, it was a third and five play, he got sacked, and it wasn't even close. And then they ended up getting the ball back as the Rams went three and out, and you got like 45 seconds to make something happen and get it done in regulation, and he takes another miserable sack. Like, he's a very frustrating player to watch start to finish, and even if you're watching the good parts, you're still frustrated by him.
You need to tap your chest there, Mac. That was a slow.
No, there was still time left on the clock. That's why I was...
Still pointed at you.
Okay, I gotcha.
LeBron James. So LeBron had a nice game last night. He really did. He played. It was a good game. But he was asked after the game if Keontae George is an all-star, and this was his response.
I'm the wrong guy to ask that question, champ. I watch YouTube golf these days, so I'm the wrong guy to ask about that. You know, he played great tonight. He played great last time we played him, and he's playing good ball versus us. But, yeah, I'm more on the Brian Burrows and Grant Horvat and Bryson DeChambeau and the rest of those guys. So,
not great that LeBron watches as much YouTube golf as I do.
I don't believe him.
It's not a good sign. You don't believe him?
No, I believe he watches a lot of YouTube golf. I think that's a really nice spot where LeBron can elevate George, who, by the way, was the 24th pick 2 years ago, and I think he's the leading scorer on Washington. It's a really nice player. As a matter of fact, if the Wizards put together a package for Darius Garland, that would be one of the guys
He just didn't want to say something nice about Keontae?
I don't know that he didn't want to. It's he just missed a great opportunity. I think LeBron... there's something about LeBron, and I think it's great players. Michael had this too, where sometimes they struggle to put over young players. I think it's a greatest sign of a really secure, all-time great if they can just go, this kid's a really nice player. He's totally outperformed his draft position. I love what he's doing. Can't wait to see what's next.
All right, good spin out of you. I was thinking more, this just means LeBron really is as cooked as I think he might be, even though he's playing well, but like he's... We've both been in that locker room after Cavs games when LeBron was here, and he is laser-eyed on, I'll never forget it, just laser-eyed onto that TV that they had that was installed directly across from his locker room so he could just never miss a minute of the NBA. He's an NBA junkie, and the idea that now he's obsessed with YouTube golf videos in the way that I am, that's not great for business.
Yeah, I think I said the wrong George. The idea that LeBron... I think it can be both, by the way, but I really want LeBron, because I think this is his last year. I think he's fed up with what's going on in LA. I think he played because it's year 23 and all this stuff. I really wish LeBron spent his final year building up some of these young dudes. And I know he does it for like guys like Shea. Like, I've heard him say great, but I'm talking about like dudes who are like your second best player on your worst Cavs team. Like, those are kind of the guys that I think... probably appreciate a little bit of glaze from LeBron more so than SGA doesn't need to hear it. SGA knows it. You should still do it, but build up some of these other kids too.
Well, you just remember it for the rest of your life.
I definitely confused Keontae George and Keyshawn George.
It's Utah.
Yeah. But both Georges are very good.
They played. That was part of the clip. I mean, they played together last night. That was
they're
the whole
no,
idea.
They're no Eddie George.
That's okay then.
Shador and a bounce back game or more of the same. It rhymed in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.